I won't get it. I'm being forced into early retirement by my own hand because I won't take a jab.
Dave Saldivar is an employee with the federal government. He spoke to a crowd of about 25 people on the corner of the Kenai Spur and Main Street Loop.
And I think everybody has to stand up for that and say, what do you want out of your life? Do you want to just surrender to it? Surrender to somebody telling you what to do and what you can put into your body? Yes or no? No, we don't want to do that. Man, we're standing out here for the choice for every person that drives down this road to make that choice on their own.
The Biden administration says the federal mandate is a step toward curbing the spread of the contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. On Monday, Jeff Zients, COVID-19 response coordinator for the White House, said about 90% of employees have complied. An additional 5% have submitted requests for medical and religious exemptions.
And this is continuing to build. The deadline is this evening. And even once the deadline passes, as we've talked about, it's not a cliff. It's not an endpoint. We'll continue to work with people, answer their questions, provide counseling and education, and get more and more people vaccinated.
He says the high rate of compliance is proof that vaccine requirements work and boost vaccination rates. Protesters this weekend didn't see it that way. Saldivar, the federal worker, says he knows it might be a bit until his employment would be terminated, but he wants to stand up for the opportunity to make a choice. That refrain has been a popular one at other local protests and city council and borough assembly meetings. Garrett Ennis has testified at several meetings. On Saturday, he was seeing footage from other protests around the world on Telegram, a messaging app that's become popular on the far right.
I don't trust the government, I don't trust Big Pharma, and I don't trust a lot of what's going on. And be mindful, I've been kind of focused on what's going on since really 9/11 happened, and I've been kind of been a truth seeker ever since.
This weekend, anti-mandate protesters in Soldotna were met with a small group of counter-demonstrators. That group, standing a few yards away, held signs sporting messages like, "We thank you, healthcare heroes, and you make a difference."
Times when they look out the windows, it's good to see something positive about what you're doing. So that's my motivation.
Susie Smalley is an organizer with Many Voices, a local advocacy group. She says they organized the event in response to the other protest. They wanted to show gratitude for the healthcare workers at Central Peninsula Hospital.
This is a positive thing, not an anti-anything. We're just trying to support them. And Justin in the pharmacy down there, who's done a yeoman's job, whatever that means.
John Kasakonis is a former emergency room doctor. He retired from Central Peninsula Hospital right before the pandemic.
It really makes me sad and angry to see what they're going through with people not understanding that just you know, this, get an immunization, wear your mask when you're in a group, you know?
He says it's demoralizing for doctors to see so much pushback to COVID-19 prevention measures. And he says in his nearly 40 years of experience in the ER, he doesn't remember a time when medicine was so politicized.
And the other thing I don't understand is a lot of people a lot of the folks that are on the other side of this issue are ex-military. I mean, they stood in line to get their shots, and that was part of what they did as military guys to stand up for the country, stand up for the Constitution.
That other side sees Biden's mandates as medical tyranny. At the anti-mandate protest, Ennis read a short piece he wrote called Truth Seeker. It ended with a call to action.
So may wisdom and courage be by our side as we stand on the edge of chaos, awakening souls from their slumber and societal suicide. Thank you.
He encouraged people to bring friends to the next march for even bigger turnout. The federal vaccine mandate extends to federally contracted employees as well, though the deadline for that requirement is January 4th. Alaska and several other states filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration over that mandate last month. Separately, employees of the hospital must be fully vaccinated by January. A third mandate for employees at companies of 100 employees or more is on pause in the face of court challenges. In Kenai, I'm Sabine. In Kenai, I'm